Blog Talk Radio.
Deep thoughts real quick, Shafi. It's like this. We remix politics and stand on principle. Think quick in this matrix, it's all so simple. Quicksand street game in a concrete jungle. We spit that heat, man, collect that bundle. Midwest monsters, minister of info. We rap about getting rich, cause all our life we been po. Taste them seeds, won't fold the fumble. We do this for the niggas in the struggle, facing football numbers. Prisoners of war, bringing guerrilla development. Prisoners of war, bringing guerrilla development. Prisoners of war, bringing guerrilla development. Project Mayhem on some pile of dirty shit, fighting like pits against the pigs. From ghettos to glory, we rewriting our own story. Sometimes it's confusion when we speak of revolution or breaking mental chains. Another word for change. We ain't come here for games. You know my name. They call me Bebop Fidel. Love me or love hell.
Peace. What's going on? Good news to the good world out there. You're now tuned in to the blogtalkradio.com/Viva Fidel. International Revolutionary Interviews, News, Connections with comrades from all over the globe. We are taking a special time this evening to deal with a very special topic, a very special brother, and we always want to remind you to check out the archived episodes that are available for download. You can always check out the resources, all the commentary, all of the wisdom that has been shared from our previous guests that have come here, chopped it up with us. And in fact, you know, we welcome everybody to the second season. Make sure you check out all the links that are available on the blogtalkradio.com/Viva Fidel page, go youtube.com/Viva Fidel TV. Twitter.com/Viva Fidel, Facebook.com/Viva Fidel, if that's your thing. Or, you can just actually put it in the Google search engine, VivaFidelOnline.com. It's a whole bunch of different activities, free merchandise, downloads, all kind of video content, a lot of information available to all of the people out there that are thirsty and hungry for some understanding, for some more elevation in the conversation out here in this nation. You understand? It's a real beautiful honor and a pleasure to be able to bring a lot of the connections that we do bring to you all on this platform. So like I said, make sure you check out some of the archive episodes from last season. We got some really great guests and we got a lot of good things in store based on bringing some of the people back and following up on some of the guests and some of the information and events that were shared right here on the radio station online right here for all the people. We also want to make sure that y'all know you can submit any of your information, interview requests, music. If you have any suggestions, you can hit us up, VivaFidelPromo@gmail. We are more than willing to play some of the music that fit our format, interview some of the artists that are building and fit our format as well. This evening, call in number 347-324-3221. We want to make sure that y'all get that, as always, because we want y'all interaction. We want y'all to engage. We want y'all to be involved. Without a doubt, we'll get into one of these jams right quick as we get ready and prepare for our first guest of the evening. This right here is called
stress. Wake up in the morning early to get my hustle on. I'm coming in late at night from getting my hustle on. Wake up in the morning early to get my hustle on. I'm coming in late at night from getting my hustle on. Wake up in the morning early to get my hustle on. Coming in late at night. Hustle on. I don't try to act like I'm rich. I rep for the masses who ain't got shit. That's my politics. It look like y'all outnumbered. Wake up out your slumber. I'm on some knowledge, wisdom, understanding. act like I'm rich. I rep for the masses who ain't got shit. That's my politics. It look like y'all outnumbered. Wake up out your slumber. I'm on some knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and loving it. Y'all rappers sound like y'all rapping for the government. I'm like a hungry MC that never had a song played. Shed my blood, sweat, and tears when I hit the stage. Paying bills, paying dues. Is y'all paying attention? Is it worth my dime? Do the youth even listen? Is your life worth anything materialistic? I'm up at the crack of dawn, getting my hustle on, and I might not make it home until the morn. Wake up in the morning early to get my hustle on, hustle on. I'm coming in late at night from getting my hustle on, hustle on. Wake up in the morning early to get my hustle on, hustle on. Coming in late at night from getting my hustle on, hustle on. Everybody gotta grind, everybody tryna show. Everybody gotta grind, everybody tryna show. Everybody gotta grind, everybody tryna shine. But if you ain't up early, you be waiting in line. Why you hating on mine? I work hard for the money, work smart for the money. I make the paper, it don't make me. And my palms been itching lately. I inherited the hustle, legal and otherwise. Get it in disguise, cut my own slice of the American pie. Without a suit and tie, get up and start where I left off. Got a long list of things to do and check off. I'ma be home late, so baby don't wait. And then I got a flight to catch. I might not get no rest until I'm up in the sky. Then I shut my eyes just to dream of new ways to get paid. You know what they say, another day, another dollar. If you wanna make a move, son,
wake
give me
up
a
morning early to get my hustle on, hustle on. I'm coming in late at night from getting my hustle on, hustle on. Wake up in the morning early to get my hustle on, hustle on. Coming in late at night from getting my hustle on, hustle on.
Get connected, it's getting kinda hectic. Still flow with no sleep, promote plan for keeps with my peeps. All entrepreneurs, hip-hop dinosaurs with old-school hustle ethic, gotta respect it. Plus it's protected by the red, black, and green. Fidel set the scene like I'm making a movie. Sleep in the studio, blow like a tornado. Checking for opportunity to rebuild the community. My economic plans include working on the weekends. Back with a vengeance and a stack of Benjamins. Ain't no pretending. Pop out of bed trying to get some bread and trying to keep my peace in the belly of the beast. Create some jobs so my folks don't gotta rob. It don't happen overnight. It happens through insight. And I start the hustle with the break of daylight.
Wake up in the morning early to get my hustle on, hustle on. I'm coming in late at night from getting my hustle on, hustle on. Wake up in the morning early to get my hustle on, hustle on. Coming in late at night from getting my hustle on, hustle on.
Yes. Once again, thank you for tuning in. It's been a long day. We had a great segment earlier, actually, right here on Viva Fidel International Revolutionary Radio with Sister Isis Wisdom from IsisWisdom.com. That went very well. That's one of the archive shows you can check out. The information that she touched on was just very, very, very insightful. So we advise y'all to check that out and get up on the website if you ain't up on it already. Like I said, IsisWisdom.com. We connect you with different comrades all over the planet right here. And it's in real time. You know what I mean? We do it live and everything is available for it to download afterwards. And I'm being patient, trying to give some time for our guest, Zarakia, this evening. If he can get to us sooner than later, that'd be really, 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 really right on time so we can get moving into the show. We don't like to waste any time because the information is so critical that we present. It's just, I mean, it's a must that we get it to the people sooner than later. And we, you know, deal with a lot of different things based on the necessary alternative information out here as the media and the propaganda machines that are out here, you know, to do their mind control and manipulation. We combat that, and we bring you a different sort of angle from the people on the ground, on the front line, that's building movements and making change and creating a new paradigm in the community, in the industry, online, in the schools, in the families. It's about building. It's about creating and becoming that change that we want to see in our lives. And I mean, ultimately, it's all on us. So, you know, we categorize this under self-help, self-determination. This is healthy hip-hop music. I'm going to let y'all hear this one right here from Volume 4 also, the mixtape, B-Y Fidel Volume 4 with DJ Stretch. It's available at BYFidelOnline.com or, like I told you before, just Google the B-Y Fidel and you'll find a lot of different downloads. This one, Volume 4, is called Take You There.
DJ Mike's Force, instant replay, slang, spit, stick to the script, cultures, races, different faces, dance floor, they wanna hear more, love, peace, and having fun, ghetto gangs and big ass guns, blunts, herbs, pens and papers, indies, majors, labels and deals, whips, rims, master field, chains, charms, grills and gangsters, prison, jail, parole and bail, I like Jesus, Moses, God, or Elohim, which one is God, family, friends, lovers and haters, do I tell them now or do I wait till later, time, clock, calendars, alarm, look at the sundown on my left arm, paper, plastic, credit or debit, poets, rappers, ready to set it from the stage, block, right to the booth, close your mouth, the truth speaks the proof, beats, drums, beer and yak, with some water back, I take it like that.
I wanna take you there.
Chosen few, lost and found, black and proud like James Brown.
It's the takeover.
Black and proud like James Brown, freestyle, writing rhymes. Download my soul online, no swine. No grind, no shine, hustle and bubble, fast and slow, cop and blow, amateur and pro, price tags, I pay the cost, the chief, the leader, king, boss, student, service, teacher, preacher, zoning out in front of the speaker, spirit, fire, energy higher, party all night, then retire, break, bread, build and destroy, graffiti writers, surreal b-boys, hood to hood, what's really good, her eyes, her lips, her smile so bright, them lips, them hips, that girl so right, mind over matter, read between the lines, email, text, kites to my airline, the very first on planet Earth, with the 414, give me some hope, this world with the real, and never look back, we riding that track, I like it like that.
I wanna take you there, I wanna take you there,
keep you waiting any longer. Without further ado or delay, we do have our guest on the line. Rocky, you here, brother?
I am here, man. Sorry about my lateness.
All right. I was just giving the people, man, a little bit of intro, a little bit of food for thought, and I'm glad you could make it in, man. Glad you could spend a little bit of time with us. Introduce yourself to the people. Let them know who you are and a little bit about what you do these days.
Well, certainly. Well, my name is Rocky. Been far out of ill. I am, I am the director of public relations for the Office of Environment for Affairs, the African Hebrew Israelites of Jerusalem, director of marketing and community relations for COVID 10 restaurant, the chairman of the RVG Environmental Restoration Agency. And I mean, beyond all that, I'm just really serving to the people, working to really raise our redemptive revolutionary awareness to the crisis that we face, particularly from an environmental standpoint, but just really redefining what that means. We take it out of the politicized and faddish ideology of polar bears drowning in the Arctic and realize that wherever we're drowning in our social circumstances, wherever we find ourselves, is an environmental crisis. And if we don't correct it and look at it from a very global international holistic perspective, then we're going to lose this fight.
So that's a little bit what we wanted to share with the people this evening, some of the works that are behind the environmental restoration projects and updates. Just give a little bit of background on some of the initiatives that you have going on now and, like, updates as far as how people can find the information or contact information.
Well, we just finished our inaugural Gray Sheet Green Tour. That's the Gray Sheet Green Tour. Gray Sheet is a Hebrew term, which means beginning or Genesis. It literally means in a beginning. And it represents our desire to take this green, quote-unquote green conversation out of the definition, the power of definition of our adversary, the same mind who's created the problem, which runs the environmental movement and the green, this, and that, and the other. I mean, when you see ExxonMobil with a green initiative, then you know it's a problem. But we're seeking to take that back to the Genesis, you know, back to the very original idea of life and living, and restore the creation and creative power back into the hands of the original people. So we had a tour. We did a national tour, 5-city tour. Based upon that, multimedia involving PowerPoint, oratory, hip hop, spoken word, to really express to the people, first of all, what the problem is. I think in large part, our community is not aware, because we have so many other issues, you know, that we think take priority, or at least in our, you know, the monotony of our day to day lives, you know, make sure you pay your bills, keep your lights on. It's
right.
A greater issue. It's closer to you than global warming or something like that, which seems like some far off, you know, irrelevant thing, but the very fact, the very matter that it is difficult for you to keep your lights on, that there's crime on your street, poverty surrounding us, is in large part connected to the issues of global warming or eutrophication or population overshoot, you know, peak oil, and all these issues. But they are very urban. They are very close and connected to the plight that we deal with. So that was the theme of that recent tour. From that tour, we've established a couple of programs, primarily the what we call the Dimona Protocol, which is kind of a spinoff of the Kyoto Protocol. Kyoto Protocol is a failed initiative by the United Nations to force the industrializing nations to seek to mitigate or offset some of their carbon production. Of course, as the Western world does, they fail to make it, you know, productive. We have learned that the vegan diet is in and of itself carbon offsetting. It is has the greatest impact on, you know, preserving or correcting, if you will, our environmental issues, particularly in regards to greenhouse gas, really every aspect of environmental catastrophe. And, you know, as a representative of the African Hebrew Israelites, I do represent the largest mass entity of vegans headquartered at Dimona. Talking about, you know, 10,000 people have been vegan for 40-some-odd years. So we are studying and seeking to heighten the awareness of the environmental impact that entity has. They probably stave or have protected us from tipping over, if you will, into, insurmountable environmental crisis just by being vegan and you know, all the things that it takes.
Wow. So just on a diet level, explaining that to our people in particular, I understand that already that's a great struggle within itself.
No doubt.
And just you touching on that kind of opens up a whole nother sort of conversation, because people don't usually associate the two in terms of environment, ecology, and our own selves. As far as our own diet, people usually look at the environment, green, and in terms of like the earth, and not necessarily ourselves. So just speak on that a little bit in terms of like your breakdown and how you explain that to the people in a real applicable way.
Right. Well, you know, we I think we've become a little wiser, you know, in our time making the conversation known, because, you know, you go up against people attacking the dietary or the vegan thing from different angles. You know, of course, you got the hippies talking about animal rights. But I mean, if the Vic situation didn't teach us much, that's not a priority for us. We've been brutalized we feel cruelty on a daily basis. So, you know, cows and chickens and all of that. Once again, a little lower on the totem pole. That's not a justifiable ideology, but it's a real understanding. You know what I mean?
Right.
And of course, you know, from the nutrition standpoint, you know, you could often talk to somebody about proper diet, but they'll tell you that my grandmama lived to be 90-something years old. It's all she ate. Now, we understand that at least 60 of those years, she suffered, but she made it there, you know. So what we want to do is, what we are doing is attacking it from various levels. Because the end result is, you know, magnifying the vegan diet, you know, not just for the benefit of animals, or the environment, but for the people, because it really boils down to the people. Let me say this before I even go any further in this whole environmental thing. We ain't talking about saving the Earth. Earth is going to be okay. Earth's been here for a very long time, longer than we have. It's going to be here, if necessary, after we're gone. You know, this what we're talking about with regards to the Bray Sheet green ideology in our conversation is maintaining, if you will, sustaining a environment that can actually support life, like having oxygen and clean water and soil, because those things are becoming priceless, you know, frankly overpriced commodities, to the point that water and soil, these things people are fighting for and killing for, and we're not even going to be in that fight, you know, if we don't open our eyes. But anyway, you know, just saying that, understand that when we talk about diet, we look at it from a comprehensive standpoint. We just want to end up with the victory. And if the victory is turning 5, 10, you know, 20, 200, 10,000 people to eating better, whether it be a day or a week or a month, you know, and the impact that have on their lives, their family, their community, you know, the creation itself, you know, the environment, the flora and the fauna, then we've made, you know, the requisite impact. So whatever conversation is necessary to approach a particular group, like, you know, obviously if I'm talking to, you know, University of Chicago student, boom, I can go environmental. I can talk about, you know, the statistics. You know, I can quote UN reports how, you know, the raising of animals for livestock produces more greenhouse gas than all the cars and trucks in the world. That's irrefutable. So all the Priuses, you know, if those Priuses are driving to McDonald's, are irrelevant. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if I'm in the hood, I'm talking to you about, you know, your uncle got, you know, diabetes and cataracts, and you paying for that, you know what I'm saying? Or you've already lost family members to these pernicious diseases. Or, you know, we can connect, you know, diet and the environment that causes or impact from that to crime in the community, because there is a direct line of connection. So, you know, it just really depends on who we're speaking to. You know, the end result is, you know, it's just a strategy to succeed in this warfare against ourselves, frankly. This mind has been implanted in us to self-destruct.
That's what's up, bro. Shoot out your contact information if people want to know more about it or possibly get in contact with you in regards to the environmental restoration aspect of it, the African Hebrew Israelite aspect of it, the diet and nutrition aspect of it. Shoot out your information so people know how to get in touch with you.
For sure. They can email me at Z as in zebra, ARAKYAH 7 at gmail.com. Be on the lookout. We're going to have a lot of things coming up, some events and programs. We're kicking off what we call the Soul Food Movement, which would be, well, basically just that, taking a very grassroots approach to getting into the community, getting into corporations, getting into your mama house, and feeding people, you know what I'm saying? Literally getting on the corners and feeding people. Having conversations, very grassroots conversations about diet, you know, bringing in artists, spoken word artists. It's going to be a national and then grow to international, very cellular, very holistic movements that just really, you know, galvanize people, you know, around food and food safety and the safety that our community will reap from thinking more about what we put into our body and hopefully what we put into the world.
That's real. What's some basic steps that people can take, like, that might be listening, you know, mothers that might have kids and they might be sort of health conscious? Like you said, the conversation is becoming more of a popular conversation and more of a regular conversation in terms of the environment, in terms of our health and eating better, especially like with the healthcare crisis and a lot of these different issues going on around it, around the issue and how it's making people sort of open their eyes to what we have power and control over our own selves. What's some of the basic things that people can do maybe in their own homes or in their own practice on the day-to-day to be more mindful of the green sustaining level, but also just on the personal dietary level?
Well, absolutely. Like I said, the first thing we can do, I mean, of course, there are steps such as, you know, you can get high-efficiency lighting and these types of things, but the first, most intimate aspect of environmental action is to move more towards a plant-based diet, because we have to come to understand all the just, you know, irreversible damage that the meat production and the consumption of meat causes, you know, in regards to the you know, production of greenhouse gases like methane and nitrous oxide and, of course, carbon dioxide. So, you know, if we could just take, you know, even for families, just take a day out. You know, have a vegetarian day. You know, and that's actually something we're going to put into a national effect, you know, and very soon. You know, there's really a call to action. Just have one day. You just eat vegetarian. And vegetarian don't mean it's got to be tofu, this, that, and other. It just means don't have meat in your food. You know what I'm saying? There are ways we can work around meat, which is really, you know, meat at the center of a meal is really a Western idea. You go to other countries, if they have meat in their diet, it's really sick. It's almost like a bonus. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you got meat. You know, as opposed to everything being based around meat, you know, vegetables becoming a garnish if we eat it at all, you know.
Right.
So I think that's a very basic step. You know, cool thing is now, like you said, because it's become more of a fad and the market has opened up, of course, it's capitalism, so they're going to feed it to their market. Even
right.
Regular stores like, you know, Jewel, you know, a place like Jewel's here in Chicago, or, you know, Save-A-Lot or Piggly Wiggly or wherever it may be, they have like a health food section now. They'll have tofu or soy milk available for sale, you know, so you can start to diversify these things, and it's not as difficult, you know, it's a little bit cheaper. One thing a lot of people don't realize, that places like Whole Foods do accept WIC and food stamps, cards and those things like that. They do accept those things. And actually, if you go in there and ask them, they have WIC tours, which they would take groups, families on a tour around the store to find out deals and find out how to combine foods. So they're actually amenable to that. Of course, they won't advertise it, but they do. That's part of their, you know, their service to the community, is being a publicly owned company.
Right.
So, you know, those are some of the things.
It comes down to the education, for people being aware of what's available, people being aware of alternatives, people being aware of just different choices that are available, and also the benefits or the consequences of our choices when it comes down to the diet, and when it comes down to what we feed in our families in particular. I mean, it's very real, and like you said, on a basic level, it could be a day-to-day thing, it could be a step-by-step thing, week-to-week, but we really have to start taking that serious and really taking into consideration some solution-based actions that, you know, that we all can take on a small level to even the biggest levels. And that leaves me, like, just in closing, a lot of people might have some questions. They may have preconceived notions. They may have different assumptions about the Hebrew Israelite nation. Just clear up a little bit about as far as like your history and involvement, and just on an overall level, give my listeners a brief historical overview of what the Hebrew Israelite, African Hebrew Israelites is about, and how people can find out more fact-based information.
For sure. Well, African Hebrew Israelites of Jerusalem was founded by Ben Ami, Ben Israel, our anointed spiritual leader, in 1967. And in 1967, he took a group of approximately 300 followers on a journey to Israel. We had determined, well, Hebrewism has been in America for quite a while, ever since the end of, not even in, during chattel slavery. There's always been a connection, an understanding that we were connected to the biblical Israelites. But he was like, well, if we are, then we need to be there, you know, because we ain't, you know, ain't number hell over here in America. So he succeeded, took his followers to Israel, where we have been headquartered ever since. This is going into our 42nd year, actually, as the only successful repatriative movement of Africans in America, ex-slaves, back to the land of their origin. And, of course, Israel being northeastern Africa, according to realistic cartography. So we're basically a movement that advocates repatriation, holistic living, and spiritual centrism, taking it back to the original ideology and the original man and what that entails for a future and for our people and the earth and its inhabitants, you know, in very brief.
And is there still on earth? Yes, sir, and very well respected and very widely studied, I must say, also. Give out some web information if people want to know, some of our listeners may be online now, they want to know more information about the African and Hebrew Israelites. Is there a website, is there a centralized location where people can go and study up?
Absolutely. You can go to either kingdomofyah.com, that's kingdomofyah.com, or other one is kin.blogspot. I'm not so sure about that. We have you can probably Google search Kingdom News Network. I know it's a blog spot, but I think it's knn.blogspot.com. But definitely our official website is kingdomofyah.com. It'll show you information, historical information on our founding and our various activities and successes throughout the world, our various communities in Africa, in Europe and what have you, various activities for the community in those areas. We actually working with, you know, like the Ghanaian government, to provide some preventative health measures, well drilling, village building, you know, just really providing redemptive enterprises and potential and hope, real hope, not Obama hope, but like actual hope and faith in the possibility of the restoration of mankind.
Real building right there, people. Straight up international movements and revolution in action. And once again, brother, we thank you and salute you for all your hard work and your on the ground, educating the people and also putting the walk behind the talk and setting the example, being the inspiration and creating the conversation for people to be able to expand on and be able to grow on and build on, because it starts at a very basic level. So, you know, we want to thank you again and let you know we support what you're doing. And if you have different things that, you know, you got coming up, events, different endeavors or announcements, any of that that you need us to support or promote or put out there, just, you know how to get at me. Let me know what's going on. Let me know how we can support it, how we can help. And we just want to stay in tune with the whole movement so our people can be educated as the whole green conversation takes center stage, as the whole environmental awareness comes back around to our people, you know, because we've always been one with the universe in terms of our position, our purpose, being able to take care of ourselves and being able to take care of our environment. That's a part of us already. So now as it comes back around to us, we you know, especially to the young folks and to the hip hop generation, we want to be able to tap into all of your information and be able to share what you have with the people so we can really, like, be ahead of the curve and be ready for what's coming down the pipe, brother. So we appreciate you spending a little bit of time chopping it up with us. Shoot out your contact information one more time, G.
Sure. It's Zarakyah7@gmail.com, ZARAKYAH7@gmail.com.
That's what it is. Viva Fidel, International Revolutionary Radio. We thank everybody for sitting in, chopping the right quick. We're going to go out with another banger from the Volume 4 mixtape. This one is called Get Down. Get down with the movement. Get down with the Rakia. Stay down and stay in tune. Check out the archive episodes. We appreciate you. And this is serious business. Never a sleeper episode. Make sure you tell a friend and tune in next time right here.
This beat is fresh.
Get down, get down, get down.
Break it down.
Get down, 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 get down,
Do you believe in revelations? What's your definition of revolution? Do you live like a black Christ who's you waiting on the afterlife? What about heaven on earth? What about the virgin birth and the child of sin on a slave ship named Jesus, floating across the triangle of trade on the blood red ocean, carrying Muhammad and Moses?
Get down, 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 get down.
Well, can you tell me about the devil in human form? Whether you read the Bible, study the Torah, or skim the Quran, do you believe in Adam and Eve? What do you know about ancient African dynasties? What about this modern day pharaoh? What he got up his sleeve? You do the math, witness the bloodbath, wars in the name of mind control, also known as religion. Some call it racism, a very, very wicked system in economics and education. New era slavery on corporate plantations, extreme police surveillance. Anybody want to speak on it? Huh?
Get down, get down, get down, get down. Get down, get down, get down, get down. Get down, get down, get down, get down. Get down, get down, get down, get down.
Taste and see's focused on supplying the daily doses of dopeness. What can you tell me about selling out? Taste and see's focused on supplying the daily doses of dopeness. What can you tell me about? Taste and see's focused on supplying the daily doses of dopeness. What can you tell me about selling out, snitching and incriminating? Is it all fake, or was it just a big mistake? Why is you wearing that crucifix? Do you know that's politics? Are you worshiping a picture? Can I rewrite your scriptures? Just question the whole thing. What's next for the king? What does your future hold? Who's really in control? A man in the clouds, does he hear your prayers if you scream real loud?
Get down, get down, get down, get down. Get down, get down, get down, get down. Get down, get down, get down, get down. Get down, get down, get down, get down.